This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Live music is something that we love to focus on the show. And this week we have the Bavarian Camels, something totally different. A complete band made up of saxophones, trumpets and horns and drums, of course. And they played us some absolute classics, including music from the Bangles. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. We've got something super special happening in our studios as we welcome to Dubai Eye 103.8. And it's been a long time coming, let me tell you. We've been planning this a long, long time. Getting in the Bavarian Camels into our studios. Give yourselves a big cheer, guys. The Bavarian Camels. Great to see you. I've got Mark on my left. Nice to see you, Mark. How are you doing? I've also got Kat right ahead. Hello, Kat. How are you? And Andrew to my right.
Hi there.
Who are our spokespeople for this first little segment. First thing we're going to talk about, Mark, is your drummer's drum seat, which you've been putting together out in the green room. I mean, what is Ron Vince sat on tonight?
It's an eclectic mix of, you know, those things that little babies use to kind of get to the sink that they wash their hands safely.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
And then a little stack of about four reams of paper, which I think is, you know, it's perfect.
It is. Well, at least it's the right height. He seems very happy over there. So hopefully that'll be cool. Let me come to Kat. Tell me a bit of background on the Bavarian Camels, and I know you've all got names on your shirts and a little emblem on the shirts as well. Tell me the history of this band.
So I'm actually new to the band this year. The band started, was it several years ago now?
About 2014.
Okay, so you've been around quite a while.
Yeah. And then people have kind of come and gone as the years have gone by. And then last year, Gibbo moved back out to Abu Dhabi, and we had a conversation and with Andy as well. And we said, come on, let's get this going again. We've all played in Bavarian bands in the past, and finally we've got it off the ground.
Yeah, and Andrew, tell me about the instrument that you play and the kind of material that you go for in the Bavarian Camels. I'm guessing it's kind of a real mix of everything.
A mix of everything. So I'm the trombone player in the Bavarian Camels, and we're set up sort of like a traditional brass quintet with drums, and with the exception of tuba, we've got Dave on Barry sax, which just adds such a nice different colour to the group. We play a whole range of pop covers from old classics to newer music in a sort of, we try and do it in like a German umpa style and try and just mix it up, and it's all upbeat and a lot of fun.
Wow, that baritone sax, it's a beautiful instrument, isn't it? Eh?
Just
to look at. So how do you choose what songs you're going to, you know, put into the repertoire? Is it a committee meeting every couple of weeks?
It is a committee. We're a democracy, but we try and kind of hit all of the kind of various genres that people want to listen to. Obviously, we frame ourselves as being a German band, so that's our USP, and that takes care of one part of the year. So we have some traditional German tunes, but then for the most part, we do a lot of rock and pop covers in a slightly German style. And we mix and match, and we do some kind of ballads and stuff like that. But it's generally the tunes that most people tap their feet to. It's all the stuff that everyone wants to hear, but it's just better because it's played by brass.
I've got a funny feeling I've seen you guys at the Rugby Sevens. Have you?
Do you know what? Not yet, but that sounds like a
good game. That'd be great.
Anything you can do?
I can just see you guys. So what's your instrument?
I'm a trumpet.
Your trumpet?
Yes, yeah, so we've got two trumpets. So that's me and Gibbo. Then we've got lovely Rachel on tenor horn. And so Andrew trombone, Dave and Barry, and then we've got the legend that is
on the reams of papers. Well, I'm just wondering what sound a ream of papers makes, you know. Maybe we'll find out a bit later.
Falls off.
We're going to have our first tune from the Bavarian Camels, so we'll all take our positions. And once again, what are you going to do for us, Mark?
So the first tune, we're going to kick off in traditional fashion. We're going to give you a German tune. This one is Rosamunda.
Rosamunda from, once again, the Bavarian Camels. They're live in our studios tonight, and expect the unexpected. Expected is what I've been told, so take it away, count it in, off we go.
Thank you.
Bavarian Camels sounding absolutely amazing. We're going to come back, chat a little bit more with the guys and the girls, and hear another couple of tunes as well live on Dubai Eye 103.8.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd
on Dubai Eye 103.8, the UAE's number one talk radio station.
Yeah, welcome back into the show. The Bavarian Camels are our special guests. And once again, we've got Mark, Kat, and Andrew's taken to, and Dave has taken to the microphone for this, our second half. When you were playing that, do you know a movie called Brassed Off?
Do know a movie.
Oh, it reminded me exactly of that. I felt like I should be Pete Postlethwaite conducting the orchestra. Absolutely, that is such a good movie, and it so reminded me of having all these fabulous horns in here. I want to come to Dave at baritone sax. Does it take a lot more breath than a tenor?
It does, yeah. You need to be a bit stronger with it. So yeah, it's pretty heavy, obviously.
Yeah,
Playing this style of music is quite interesting as well, because it's not something that would typically be designed for a Barry sax to play. I think probably with some of the more traditional brass instruments, it probably lends itself.
Is it more classical, a baritone? Is it used in more classical music?
It normally just does all the bird up stuff in big bands.
Does it?
You know, that's okay. Where it sits, at the bottom end of the pile there. But it's been nice. And for me as well, growing up, a lot of my family back in the UK were brass players. And for a decade, I played trumpet as well. So to have the opportunity to come and actually play with a brass ensemble like this, and to kind of infuse a slightly different sound into it, it's been great.
Yeah. Trumpet, what attracted you to the instrument?
Well, my dad was a professional trumpet player.
Was
so
he?
I think I wanted a harp, and he was like, you're not having that. I can't. First of all, we can't fit in the car. Second of all, we can't afford it. Here's a battered old cornet. So, that's how I got into it, really. And my whole family are all musicians. And,
are they?
But I love, I love playing brass instruments. And Dave is kind of slowly welcoming it into the family. But he's not,
he's not quite
an honorary brass player yet. But,
no, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mark, trumpet for you.
Yeah, trumpet as well. Just kind of one of those instruments that you can play it in so many different kind of, ensembles and stuff. So it's not it's not limited. And I think that's the beauty for kind of a lot of brass. And I think that's what we try to do with this ensemble. It's just we think we can pretty much play any style. So we kind of coined a phrase that we're the function band that you didn't know you needed in your life.
Okay.
That's kind of one of the things that we aim to try and do, is provide like a massive broad spectrum of music that people want to listen to, but might not usually expect to see kind of a gang of brass players delivering.
Yeah. Favourite trumpet players?
Favourite trumpet players? I like the very, very obscene, obnoxious high trumpet playing of Paul Casia. It's incredibly unmusical, but it puts a smile on my face.
Okay.
Like anything really. Just massive broad spectrum of trumpet players to choose from.
Maynard Ferguson is one of my
Maynard's
favorites.
Up there.
He's literally up there. You're going to do another tune for us, guys. So we'll take our positions again. What are you going to do second time around, Mark?
So we're now going to slow it down a little bit, and we're going to, not much, because we generally don't like anything too slow, but we are going to slow this one down a bit. We're going to bring you a bit of the Bangles now.
The Bangles?
Bangles.
Oh, the old girl band, the Bangles. Lovely. Okay, now, once again, Bavarian Camels, we're just getting our instruments kind of on there, getting them strapped in, especially that baritone. It's so heavy over there. Once again, playing the music of the Bangles, here come the Bavarian Camels.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the Bavarian Camels there with the music of the Bangles. Let's get you sat down again once again, guys. When it comes to Mark doing the musical arrangements, can you kind of get those, or do you guys work out the arrangements? How does it all work?
Yeah, so, I mean, we currently don't do all of our own arrangements. A lot of them come from different places.
Yeah,
that last one was actually from a friend of mine back in the UK called Lucy Lelou, so she's a trumpet player as well. We also play a lot of music by another trumpet player from London called Seb Skelly, who's churning out some really, really nice kind of popular music for brass quintet at the moment.
So they do the arranging then?
Yeah, we kind of like, we source the tunes that we want to play, and we look for the ones that kind of fit what we're trying to do, and we kind of work them into our sets.
Yeah. What's your favourite kind of songs in your repertoire, Kat?
I mean, I love like the fast ones. Generally speaking, like this band is just all about having a good time.
Yeah.
So just the ones that are getting you up and dancing is the one we're going to do next.
And it shines through. It's just a load of fun, isn't it? And that's what Dave said to me. You know, we're just going to come in your studios and have a ton of fun. Do you do any gigs anywhere? Are you, you know, contactable for functions and all that kind of thing, Mark?
Yeah, we are contactable through our website, which is www.bavariancamels.com. Mm-hmm. We can be reached through that. We're in the infancy of gigs at the moment, so we are kind of open for business, as you would. And in terms of gigs, like I said, we are the band that you didn't know you wanted, but we can, you know, whether it's the traditional Oktoberfest market, which we can obviously deliver, you know, it's a great function band in general, because it's quirky, it's a little bit different. People don't generally expect to see brass players turn up and play all the tunes they know.
You expect keyboards, drums and guitars, don't
and
you?
It also works as background, you know, we can sit in the background and things, so we've got that mix and ability to kind of just sort of slot and sit anywhere. So if you're, you know, if you're looking for something a little bit different,
extremely different, I think.
And also I'd say the one big thing of it is it puts smiles on faces of all ages, and that's the big thing. It's kind of, it's not an age specific group. It kind of, we play to audiences from tiny little kids up to grands and grand, and they all love it.
I just love the sound of the whole horn. Say, I'm not sure what is that? Is that
a tenor horn? Yeah.
Tenor horn. I mean, young people in this country, Dave, you know, you're well connected when it comes to that. Are they loving playing brass instruments, playing saxophones and trumpets and horns? And
absolutely. Well, I think the nice thing is that everybody in the room at the moment, they're all educators.
Really?
As well in this country. And so through our passion for these instruments and for the music that we can supply, that we can provide to people, and we can inspire students by seeing these things in action. And I think we're definitely making some really good progress in getting the younger generation kind of back into these instruments.
Off
the iPad for a minute. Come and
Well, I'll tell you what, when they see this on Facebook Live, I think they're going to be queuing up outside your classrooms. Can I learn the saxophone? Right, we've got time for one more tune that you're going to do. I've got a funny feeling this is going to be way upbeat. So take your positions, guys. What are we going to do, Mark?
So we're going to finish off with one of our kind of bangers, as we like to call it. And this is a slightly upbeat version of Teenage Dirtbag.
Oh, really? Okay. So once again, take it away, guys. The high trumpets, the trombones, the tenor horns, and the saxophones of the Bavarian Camels. Here we go. We'll be right back. Yeah, absolutely smoking, guys. That's the, once again, Bavarian Camels. And, well, they so unique. Mark, let me just get you down here to say our farewells tonight. Absolutely awesome stuff. Once again, if we want to follow you guys and, you know, with a, maybe looking at booking at you or at one of our functions, where do we need to head to?
Yeah, so obviously www.bavariancamels.com, hashtag Bavarian Camels. We're on Instagram. We're on Andrew's pub. I am technically, I'm a technophobe. I have no idea what social media presence we have. I'm old and I don't understand it.
Anybody?
Andrew,
social
jump
media?
On.
Yeah, go on.
We're on Instagram at Bavarian Camels. I say the website, bavariancamels.com. There's an email address there. You can find us. There's a contact form. It pings straight to us. And great. As Mark said, we're available for anything.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for bringing all of these beautiful instruments into our studios tonight. I've had a lot of fun. I'm sure our listeners have as well. And do check out the video on our Facebook page. You'll see all happening in real time, literally, at Dubai I103.8. Dave, thanks for sorting it all out. And yeah, best of luck to the Bavarian Camels. I've got a funny feeling we might see them at the Rugby Sevens next year.
This is Dubai I103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.